You know what they say, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your relatives. Ain't that just the truth? Maybe that's one of the reasons that families around the globe are being torn apart. In some places, divorce rates are approaching 40%, and even in countries like, say, India, where divorce rates are very low, there are countless unhappy, loveless marriages. Increasingly, parents are spending less and less time with their children, and somehow we're surprised when children rebel against those parents and go the wrong way, ruining their lives and destroying their family. I do a lot of travelling, and so I have the opportunity to see what's going on in different societies and cultures. And here's one thing that sadly constantly hits me between the eyes. The disintegration of families is happening all over the world. Even in so-called traditional cultures where you'd expect it not to be happening, westernization and growing affluence are taking their toll. This thing we call family, frankly, is under attack. It's a war zone out there, and this war is relentlessly pounding away at the family unit, intent, it seems, on tearing it apart. And the more individualistic a society becomes, which clearly is something that happens when traditional cultures are impacted by westernization and growing affluence, the more we see marriages and families being destroyed. See, these days more and more, we're being conditioned to think and act as individuals. It's a fairly recent phenomenon, really only in the last 100 years or so, tops. Before that, before our wealth, our technology enabled us to act more as individuals, we relied on one another because we had to. Families and communities were what helped you to survive. This whole idea of family, it's an idea that began a long, long time ago. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife. In this way, two people become one. So might I ask you, in your scheme of things, in your life as it is right at the moment, how important is your family to you? How much of your time and effort and money do you spend on your family? Families were all along God's idea. And let me tell you, in His eyes, your family matters. That's God's word, fresh for you today.